I'm in Coughton Park, which is where the unions used to call mass rallies during the troubled British Leyland days. And there's still a factory here making cars with a big MG badge. The big change is that there's a Chinese flag flying over the top of the factory. This used to be called Kewgate, and this is where reporters gathered 10 years ago to speak to workers as news emerged of the final collapse of the once great British motor manufacturer.
It's just been confirmed the car maker MG Rover is going into administration. The decision
falls. I've been here since I was 15. I'd have been here 35 years August. I've known nothing else.
We've got to do everything we possibly can to secure the future of the plant and as much production as possible. No one has ever had any criticism of the workforce. So we've just got to do, as I say, all we can.
Longbridge, a big day for the little 'un. This is the 2 millionth mini in company with some of those who helped make the pint-sized people car into an international achievement.
Its heyday was long gone, but the government still tried to find a buyer, and when that failed, set up a task force to help the 6,500 workers, plus many more in the supply chain, who found themselves out of work. Professor David Bailey is from the Aston Business School.
I think the response to the closure was interesting. I certainly think we could have done more in the run-up to support manufacturing more generally. I mean, the only industrial policy the last Labour government had, right until the last couple of years, was supporting the City of London. It did very little for manufacturing. We saw, you know, a huge rundown in manufacturing in the West Midlands, plant closures in terms of Jaguar at Browns Lane, Peugeot, MG Rover. We didn't do nearly enough.
I've personally been upset all week, but, you know, seeing the support here is tremendous, but I want to be building cars.
That was Spencer Hampton at a rally the week MG Rover closed. 10 years on, he's not building cars, but saving lives in A&E at one of the city's other big employers, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he's a medical technician.
I remember sort of sitting there the one day and I just broke down. That's probably the last time I've ever cried, and probably the first time in 20 years I'd cried. And I'm not ashamed to say that now, because it was a devastating, horrible period. But ultimately, I'm lucky enough now to be somewhere that I love working. I enjoy the job. I enjoy what I do every day.
Early results from a survey for the BBC show that the majority of those made redundant a decade ago are happy with their new lives and careers. Steve Bowen's typical. He found his dream job at Maver in Redditch. It's a company which makes fishing tackle.
Being my hobby is fishing. I never worked for a fishing tackle manufacturer. It's a dream come true for me.
So in a way, that dreadful 6 months that you had out of work in 2005 has very much had a silver lining.
It's wonderful. It's, you know, there's a few months where you're panicking, you know, and then all of a sudden a little dream comes up like this, and it's as you say, it's a silver lining. It's wonderful.
Where the original Austin Works were built, there's now a new shopping centre. Gemma Cartwright, whose husband Andy lost his job, now organises a group called the Pride of Longbridge to celebrate the history of the plant and to promote the area's redevelopment.
10 years ago, we envisioned it becoming a ghost town, so we've beat that. You know, there's buildings popping up with people in them. There's new housing development ongoing. But the biggest thing that we need to emphasise is we need to make sure that we invest in our local community. We skill our young people and children to take the jobs that are on offer.
When Longbridge closed, they promised that there'd be 10,000 jobs created here as part of the redevelopment. Well, that hasn't happened yet, but it looks like it could do fairly soon. And it wasn't a mortal blow to manufacturing in the West Midlands when MG Rover closed. In fact, manufacturing's booming again, and the West Midlands economy is doing quite well after a very tricky decade.